The Good News Hour greets you once again, and your speaker today is Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and indeed we have the best possible news that could reach your ears. And we wouldn't like to spend 15 minutes daily bringing you what we believe to be something very important without bringing to the ears of any or all who listen in the way of salvation. In other words, whatever your attitude may have been, or whatever your attitude may be when you turned on your radio to listen to the message of redemption and the message of salvation, we feel that we had miserably failed if we did not make clear to you upon scriptural authority how you could be brought out of darkness into light, how you could become the possessor of present and eternal salvation, how you could be saved, thank God, and never again be lost. Now, if we couldn't bring these precious truths to you and many others, we certainly wouldn't ask you for your time. And so we're going to read to you now, please, in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, the end of chapter 4. And by the way, I should just like to point out that in the beginning of this fourth chapter, about verse 3, the apostle there says, the apostle Paul, what saith the scriptures? And my, I'd like that every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl that's listening in today would challenge what we have to say, challenge every message that you hear over the air or otherwise, wherever you hear it, whenever you hear it, you challenge it and you say now exactly what saith the scripture. We want to know what the Word of God has to say, because you see, after all, to pillow your head upon anything less than a solid and sure foundation, anything other than the Word of God, could bring to you eternal ruin, and you couldn't afford that. And so you, I am sure, if you're honest and prize your own soul, then you are saying, well, what I want is really to know where I'm going to spend eternity, and I'd like to possess the definite knowledge here and now that I do have salvation, that I can never could be lost, that Christ is my Savior, and that heaven is my home. Now, we hope to bring this before you today, how you could become in the possession, if you already do not possess such assurance. We're going to show you from the Word of God how it could become yours, and become yours right today, instantaneously, if you'll just give us a little of your time. Now, in this fourth chapter of Romans, the end of the chapter, the apostle says, in verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And of course, he was referring to our Lord Jesus Christ. For you see, he was the one that was delivered for our offenses. You see, he never offended God. He never offended, as a matter of fact. He was sinless, spotless, holy, harmless, and undefiled. And yet that one whom death could never have claimed, and to be exact, you know, when upon Calvary's cross, we say that wicked hands laid hold of him and nailed him to that rugged tree, well, they never could have taken his life. Oh, no. He says, I lay down my life of myself. No man taketh it from me. I have the authority to lay it down, the authority to take it up again. And so that's what we're going to say a little bit about now, is resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the results of his death and the results of his resurrection. You see, there actually could be no deliverance, no forgiveness, no salvation, no justification apart from the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you were to turn to the very first chapter of this same gospel, that is to say, this epistle, the epistle of Paul to the Romans, we read there that he, Jesus, was declared to be the Son of God with power. In other words, he demonstrated beyond the question of a doubt that he really and truly was God, because he did what none other ever could do. However, in this fifth chapter of Romans, the opening verses of that fifth chapter, I want you to see it. It says, therefore, that's Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, I'm going to say something today on the subject of justification. Now, the Word of God has a great deal to say about that. And so we're going to speak of and show you what the Scriptures have to say about justification by faith. And of course, the Word of God speaks about being justified by grace, being justified by His precious blood. But we're going to see now just exactly what it means to be justified by faith. And by the way, some of my hearers are just exactly wondering, what does that word justification mean? Well, you can think of it this way. It means to be absolved from guilt. Now, it's possible for the laws of our land, it's possible for the governor of your state, it's possible for the present President of the United States to pardon a criminal. It is not possible for the highest tribunal to justify a criminal. No, that just isn't possible. I repeat, he may be pardoned, he cannot be justified. But you know, the God of glory, our Lord Jesus Christ, not only pardons a sinner, but he justifies a sinner. And that means the man or the woman who has been justified is seen before God just as though he had never committed a sin, as though he had never committed one offense. It means more than pardon. It means more than to be absolved from guilt. It means to be cleared before a holy God and to have a standing before Him, and a standing, I repeat, without stain, without spot upon me whatsoever. Ah, yes, it's God that justifieth. We read that in the very 8th chapter of this same epistle. Now, let me just point out to you, if I may, some four results of justification. Now, we won't be able to finish it today in this message, but maybe we can continue it in our next broadcast or one that will follow soon. The results of justification, we've already pointed out, it means to be absolved from guilt, it means to be more than pardoned, it means to have a standing before God without a flaw, without a stain. In other words, my standing is equal to that of His own blessed Son, for we are accepted in the Beloved One. But we're going to see now some four results of justification as indicated right in the very passage where we read. That is to say, Romans 5 and verses 1 and 2. The result of justification first is peace with God. Shall we see that? Romans 5 verse 1, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. That's result number 1. Now shall we look at the second result. And we have not only justification, not only do we have peace with God, but we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Third, and we rejoice in hope. That's the third thing that's said. And of the glory of God. Now I shall just point it out in this way. The first result, we have peace with God. And that is a great possession. And shall I say the greatest possible possession. Then we have access into the grace. That's what we call a sublime position. And then we have rejoicing in hope. That is a glorious expectation. I want to say a lot about that, if we can, in our next broadcast to you. And then, finally, the glory of God. This is a holy occupation. Now, I'm sure anybody listening in today at the results of justification, and since it comes from God, and you are not in possession of what we have been pointing out, there surely has been begotten within your heart some degree of desire to know and to possess what God has to give, and all summed up and all embodied in that justification. First then, we have peace with God. I think that's grand. And did you notice too the condition? He says, therefore, being justified or having been justified by faith. Now listen, if you were to turn to this very same epistle, Romans chapter 8, we read there what the law could not do, it says, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak to the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness or the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, I want you to know that you could never be justified by works. The Scripture is crystal clear on that point. No man could be justified as to his guilt and as to his sin on the ground of works. We're justified, as we have already been pointing out, and the Scripture so clearly emphasizes, justified by faith, simple faith. Yes, you know, friends, the greatest possession comes to us in the easiest possible way, on the easiest possible terms. And if you'd like to become a justified person today, in other words, look, if you'd like to be brought into a position before God and with the conscious knowledge that your every sin, past, present, and future, is eternally blotted out, then you come by faith and exercise that faith in the work, in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you what you'd have. You'd have present, perfect peace. And as the poet says, peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within. And oh, friends, there's a great deal of unrest, and it's on the increase everywhere today. And I'm sure hearts are crying out, oh, for peace, peace with God. That's what I'd like to know. That's what I would possess, desire to possess. How may it be mine? Now notice as we conclude, you cannot be justified by works. You cannot be justified by reformation, pledges, and promises to God. You can be justified alone by a simple act of faith in the completed work of the Lord Jesus. That is to say, his work upon the cross when he said, it is finished. He satisfied God and brings salvation to all who trust him. Now, in the will of God, I'm hoping to go on a little further in this message to you in my next broadcast, and we're going to show some further results of the justification that comes to men and women. I like to think of the words of Paul the Apostle in a masterful address that he delivered. He said, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. By him all that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Believe him, receive him today, and justification would be yours. Now again, a reminder that we have some valuable literature that we'd like to issue to you free of charge. And if there are questions disturbing you, we could help you by letter or in any way that we possibly can. If you'd like to communicate with us, this address will reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. Let's hear from you. Do it right today, and the God of glory bless you, is our sincere prayer to him.